folk life. It's familiar, but not exactly ordinary. It's the embellishment of the ordinary. I'm Kimmy Eisel, and this is How We Belong. Every year for the past few decades, my friend Janet Miller and I celebrate First Cicada Day.
And we immediately get in touch with the other one and say, I heard the first cicada today.
Like, how did that start?
I bet we were just talking about seasons and senses and...
summer sounds.
Yeah.
I imagine, like, everyone stops and is like... and then it's like, summer's here.
We have one of those big horse trough stock tanks, and we cool off in it in the summertime. But one of the ways that we celebrate First Cicada Day is like, okay, fill up a stock tank. It's time.
Folk rituals help us mark special occasions and celebrate our beliefs and values. We learn these rituals not from textbooks or institutions, but by observing, imitating, listening. Bell towers announce weddings, funerals, worship. A happy birthday song indicates another trip around the sun. The squeaking sound of melting ice marks the coming of spring across northern regions. And in the Sonoran Desert, we know when the heat has arrived.
Usually cicadas are out at the hottest time of the day because they have a natural evaporative cooling system in their bodies.
That's Gene Hall, an entomologist with the University of Arizona Insect Collection. I spoke to him to better understand how and when cicadas sing, and why paying attention with our ears to the things we can't always see matters.
The male is using structures on his body to create the sound. They're called timbals, and he's using that during mating season to attract females. Different species have different calls. You'll get these different loud shrills or clicking sounds. It's usually been on this one specific date when I go out to Saguaro National Park. My brother used to work out there, and he passed away in 2016. So I go out there on his birthday on May 23rd and spend the day there. And for the last several years, that's usually when I hear my first cicadas of the year.
That's a very beautiful ritual. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah, it's something I look forward to doing. And, you know, it's also one way of judging how the populations are doing too. And I've noticed in recent years, a lot of the cicadas seem to be emerging later than usual, and sometimes their numbers aren't as large as usual. So I think there's lots of factors impacting their development and their numbers and their population sizes and also their emergence times.
As an entomologist, do you notice that you have like extra audible powers for hearing insects since we can't always see them?
From an early age, I really tuned into the sights and sounds of nature, I guess. Luckily, I can still hear like the slightest little sound of like a tree cricket, you know, blocks away or something. I think it's also a part of growing up and trying to being aware of what's out in nature and out in the wild in the world and just listening. Yeah. You get to hear all the different songs, you know, on the jukebox of nature.
That's such a beautiful concept. Nature's jukebox, reminding us to pay attention, notice cycles, and ritualize the return of our insect and animal community.
I think that's the most important thing people can do is, no matter what it is, insects or other animals, watch and listen to them because they're an important part of the fabric of life.
How We Belong is a collaboration of the Southwest Folklife Alliance and KXCI, produced by Koich Nisimon and Kimmy Eisel. Theme music by Elijah Doy. You can hear this and other episodes on our program page at kxci.org. See you in the everyday.